Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In her talk today, she's going to share about how to get clients without using social media. And that really is about how to build a business without using social media. So regardless of what your particular business is, product, program, service, we're going to talk a little bit about that. So I'm so excited for our guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's the founder of Selling from the Heart, and she's a sales expert who works with heart-centered business owners who are gifted and passionate about what they do, but struggle in business because they maybe feel awkward when it comes to selling their services. She teaches them how to have effective sales conversations that feel authentic and comfortable and get great results. And she's authentic and inspiring speaker with an important message and is a role model for how it's possible to create a successful business without resorting to sleazy or manipulative sales and marketing techniques. And I'm so excited to have with us Catherine Wetkin. Catherine, it's great to have you today.
Hello, it's great. And it's great to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an encore. So we're going to really skip over the question I always ask folks about, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur. What does that mean to you? Because you talked about that in the first part and in part A of your recording episode, which was really more about the whole idea of selling from the heart. And so people can go and listen to that as well. So Catherine, let's just jump in and talk a little bit about some of your tips or some of your thoughts about, you know, I hear so many people say, oh, I just hate social media. You know, I hate having to post and, you know, I just don't feel like I'm being authentic and I just feel like it's a waste of time. And, you know, I think a lot of people would say, well, you absolutely have to have, you know, a very strong social media presence in order to build your business, especially heart-centered business. So what would you like to share with our people?
Yeah, well, you know, I definitely wouldn't take the view that you can't grow a heart-centered business without using social media. I'm also not going to say that there isn't an advantage of using social mm-hmm. media. And I think that, you know, in an ideal world, we might do marketing on every single platform that's available. But as solopreneurs, you know, when I started my business, it was just me. Even now, it's me and four part-time freelancers. I don't have the resources. You know, I'm not a multi-million turnover company with a huge team who's able to be across all of the platforms. And I think one of the things that I witness is a lot of people, when they're in the more early stages of a business, they look at some of these businesses that are in the sort of multi-million dollar or even billions level mm-hmm. and look at them and say, oh, I need to be doing what they're doing. And now you've got one single solo entrepreneur who's trying to do all the things mm-hmm. that in another company, there are 20 different people doing it full time. And I feel that in a lot of cases, this belief that you have to use social media actually has a detrimental effect, because you used the phrase before we came on live, sometimes it's just busy work for the sake of busy work and it's not necessarily giving results. And also, I think I see a lot of people, you know, it's really interesting that I often find that people equate the word marketing with social media. People think I have to do marketing, and immediately what they think is I have to be on social media. And it's like, wow, you know, how do you think businesses survived and got clients? Mm-hmm. I mean, Facebook didn't even exist until, I think, 2008.
Right.
So, you know, it's very new. All those ways that people used to get clients and grow their businesses before social media, they're all still there.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those that you feel are really valuable. And let's talk about, you know, just this whole idea of what you think or how people, you know, could best prioritize if they were going to do any kind of social media, you know, how they can really, number one, kind of shift their energy about that. I think that's number one. And number two, you know, do it in a way that really feels authentic and connected for them. So maybe talk a little bit about some of your thoughts as, okay, let's just take social media off the table. As you said, you know, we've been building businesses for years before social media, and those concepts and those techniques and those methods still are very, very effective. And, you know, you can't just have a one-dimensional approach anyways. So what are some of your thoughts about what you would suggest to people who say, you know, I hate social media? What are some of the other ways that they can really begin to start building their business or attracting clients?
Well, the way that I approach that statement, and I hear it a lot from people in my own community, I hate social media. It feels like such a burden. I feel like I have to be putting myself out there all the time, and it's not what I want to be doing. There's two ways in which I address that. Mm-hmm. The first is to say, okay, let's not just assume that social media is the most effective way for you to attract clients. Let's take a step back and look at all of the different ways that you can reach and attract and draw in new clients. So all the different types of marketing. Let's look at your own sort of personality style. Are you more introvert? Are you more extrovert? And other things as well, like where are you most in flow? What does your energy lend itself to? What are you going to most enjoy? What stage of business are you at? Where are you located in the world? Where are you located in the country that you live in? To figure out, okay, which is going to be my sweet spot? And then I encourage people to put most of their focus on the one single marketing activity that's going to yield them the most results. So like maybe 70% of their energy, effort, and time will go on the thing that yields the most results. And then say 20% or 30% of their time on the next thing that maybe isn't yielding as much results, but is still beneficial. And I often do encourage people to have a split between their more sort of what I call more relationship-based marketing and their online marketing. And then you've got a sort of a 10% room for experimenting and trying out new things, because you might have something that you do that you've been doing reasonably well for years, but you try something new and it just takes off and you can let something else go. So that's the first piece, which is, is social media automatically the right thing for you? It wasn't for me. And so it doesn't have to be for other people either. But then I also come to, and if you identify that actually social media is the thing you want to be doing, then I talk about how to approach it and think about it differently. Because a lot of people in my community, they're healers and helpers and therapists and consultants, and they've gone into business because they feel really drawn to want to make a difference to other people. And when it comes to what they call bigging themselves up online, posturing, being shiny, you know, just and pushing stuff out into the world, pushing out information, often this just doesn't feel particularly in flow for them. And I think that what I encourage people to do is to make the shift and to let go of feeling like they need to big themselves up, let go of feeling they need to be pushing out content all the time, and instead come from a place of asking the question, how can I help? And I always say to people, if you came to your desk every single day and you sat down at your desk and you tune into the fact that somewhere out there in the world right now is somebody who is struggling with the thing that you help with. Maybe they've reached the end of their tether, they're collapsed on the sofa and they're crying, they can't see their way forward. And you have got some words or some advice or some teaching or some tips that would just change everything for them today. That one person, if you could come and just send a message to that one person today, what is it you would say to them? And now take that message to your social media platform and get it out to them, and that it will reach everybody who needs to hear it today. And I find that that shift from, I need to big myself up and I need to be constantly churning out content, to this question of, how can I help and support the people I'm here to help and support today? And use social media as the vehicle to do that. It shifts the energy and the intention around it completely.
You know, that is really beautiful, because it really is about, you know, tapping into a higher energy of, you know, serving. And, you know, I know for a lot of people, especially heart-centered people, you know, social media can feel very inauthentic. It can, you know, they can see a lot of that in certain aspects of social media. And then to shift the idea and say, well, you know, if I am going to do this, I'm going to do this in a way that feels, you know, authentic for me. You know, I'm going to do this in a way that I, because as you said, to be in touch with their serving energy, which is what they're doing in the world, you know, and then to switch that over to the idea of, you know, if I am going to do social media or really anything, you know, if I'm going to write an article, if I'm going to do anything, to come from that place of serving. And I love the visual that you gave, and you made it so personal. It was just, you know, this one person. And I think it's very interesting because, you know, Oprah Winfrey says that when she talks to large audiences, 10,000 more people, she always envisions that she's speaking to one person. And what's the one thing that she can say to that one person that may make a difference? And so, you know, you really have tapped into the Oprah Winfrey marketing, which, you know, that's what Oprah Winfrey says. She says, you know, I've never, people want in this, she said one time that, you know, people want me to be on all these boards and everything. She's, you know, I really don't know anything. I mean, I just really create things that I want. You know, I was looking at magazines and I thought there really isn't a good women's magazine that is really meaty and meaningful. And so I created one. You know, she said, you know, I only create things or do things that I would want. And I just think that that has really been such a reflection too, of what I believe as well. You know, I only want to do things that I would want to attend or I would want to participate in. So maybe the idea is also look at it. Well, what would you want to receive from social media? You know, what's something that you would say, oh, that's great, or oh, that's interesting, or that's inspiring, you know? So it's the idea of that circle. I think the circle kind of approach, right? How can I serve? But then also, well, you know, what would really feel inspiring to me to receive, and then to be able to provide that as well. So what are some of the things, the suggestions you have? I love that you have that is very customizable for people. And that's what we have to do. We have to customize. We have to customize, you know, how we're approaching our business. But what are some of the things that you would suggest? Let's say someone has, they've identified that, okay, they're willing to play with social media. Let's say that's going to be their 10%, because you give them the room to do that, right? What are some of the anything that you would suggest that they approach in social media, or any other tips or strategies that you'd like to share, just in for them to attract their ideal clients?
You know, I have to confess that I'm not a great expert in social media. Mm-hmm. In my own business, it's something that I haven't really done very much. Mm-hmm. I've, just to give you some context, I've been running my business for 10 years now. It is multi six figures. In the very early days of my business, I was very excited. And sorry, when I say multi six figures, that's in dollars. Mm-hmm. Very early days of my business, I was super excited by social media. Like before that, my business had really got off the ground, I thought social media was incredible. It was mainly Facebook and Twitter back then. And I would talk to anyone who would listen about how exciting it was. And I was going to be able to grow my business by reaching audiences all across the world. And then I remember one evening quite early in, sitting in the evening, and I was on Twitter. And I suddenly was hit by this wave of overwhelm, because I realized that the more I posted, the more the comments would come back and the more I would have to post. Mm. And I sort of had this insight, which is, oh my gosh, where is this going to end? this is my life. My life is going to pass me by on social media. And I didn't want that for myself. And I observe it even now, you know, a decade in, and I see what I call, I see my business peers and my business colleagues. And sometimes when I'm out with people, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, and it's not everybody, but very often I can be out and about with people and they literally do not put their phones down. And they might be having a conversation, but their phone is in their hand and they are interrupting the conversation all the time to type something in. And because they're so prolific on social media, but often not being present to their actual lives.
Yes.
Now, I'm not on my phone a lot. I am much more present to my life. My life happens offline. It doesn't happen online through social media. And are there detriments to that? Of course there are. I've chosen other ways in which to attract clients. And I know that if, in addition to what I do to attract clients, I did more on social media, of course it would benefit me. So, you know, recently I've had somebody who has been doing some Instagram for me, but only, you know, I've only done it once because I decided to pay somebody. And actually I'm going to wrap it up because my heart's not really in it. And I think if my heart's not really in it, there's not really any, there's something feels really inauthentic. If my heart isn't in doing marketing on Instagram, paying somebody to do it for me isn't really authentic and in alignment for me. And so I've just decided not to do it.
I really appreciate you being so transparent about that, because there almost feels like at times with business owners that there's kind of almost like this social media shaming, you know what I mean? In a way where there's almost this expectation that, well, you know, if you're successful, you should be on all these different platforms and you should be doing all of these things. And I absolutely agree with you. You know, on the weekends, I totally unplug from all technology because I need to really reset that. You know, I do not use social media as much as many other people do. I mean, we post and do things like that, but I feel the same way. That's why I wanted to share this, this information from you, and also to concur with other people that just because people say you have to do it a certain way doesn't mean that that's right for you. And it's okay. There's all kinds of different ways to be able to attract your ideal clients, your soul tribe, to your products, your programs, your services. And the key thing is really to align, right? And so, you know, you sharing that, and I think it's really great because, you know, it's kind of the same way with, you know, blogs or anything like that. You know, when you feel like you're efforting, it's like, oh, what am I going to write on this? You know, I got to write something. Oh, what am I going to write? You know, then it, you know, it isn't authentic and it isn't coming from your heart and it isn't magnetic, you know, and it isn't high vibrating. And so, you know, that's what is. And so, you know, I remember I would just, when I had someone that was doing that, I would get an idea. And then I would call her a writer and I would just talk to her about it. And I'd say, well, just write something about what I've just talked about. Cause she was a really great writer. So that was easy. So, you know, I just recommend people, you know, identify, you know, how can you do it in a way that feels more joyful and easier for you? For years with my copywriter at the time, I mean, we would just get on a call and we would talk about what it is that I wanted to express. And then she would write it, you know? So, and there really are opportunities for people, you know, whether it's Fiverr or whatever. I mean, there's so many more opportunities now to be able to work with people in a project way that maybe does really work for you. You know, I'm someone that really likes to talk and talk to others. And so the whole writing thing for me is more that first I have to talk it and then maybe even transcribe it and then we can use it. So that's okay. You know, that's how I'm wired and that's all right. So I think it's really great that you really support people to create businesses that they love in a way that works for them. And I know that you have something that you are going to provide for people here today to be able to help them to begin to start that. So why don't you just share a little bit about what you have brought for your gift?
Yeah, so I actually have a guide. It's a downloadable guide, and it's called Create a Business That You Can Fall in Love With and Stay in Love With. And the reason I put it together was because I see a trend of people starting a business because they have something that they love to do. There's a passion or a service or a difference they want to make. And they love the work they do with their clients, but they end up creating a business that feels like a huge burden because they don't enjoy their own marketing and they don't enjoy their own sales process. And so much of what they actually need to do day by day just doesn't feel like something that lights them up. And this is where burnout leads, and ultimately people will give up their business. So I'm all for create a business you can fall in love with and stay in love with for literally decades because mm-hmm. you love all of the pieces. And that guide, people can get hold of that guide and read some of the other principles in there at katherinewatkin.com/free guide.
That is fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you being here and sharing your really unique perspective and really giving people the permission to do their business in a way that they love. And if that doesn't include social media, that's okay. There's plenty of ways to build your business, to attract your soul tribe that really doesn't involve you having to be, you know, a top social media influencer or something like that. Yeah. I think it's really about people letting go of that and really just coming to the place of, you know, what really would give me joy. And I love the idea of create a business you can fall in love with and stay in love with, because it's true. So often we fall in love with their business, but then, as you said, you know, it turns into something that just feels like, wait a minute, this isn't what I'm enjoying doing. And now, you know, how do I move into something else? So I think that really will help people that maybe are feeling more of that sense of, yeah, I was in love originally, but not so in love right now. So that's awesome too. So people at all different levels, right? Whether they're just starting out, because that's awesome to know if you're just starting out, you want to really create your business so that it's for the long relationship. Because I agree with you that it really is a relationship you're having with your business. It is a relationship. And, you know, for it to have a long-term relationship, you'd have a long-term relationship with that. You know, you really, really need to be looking at how it is that you can do it in a way where you feel in love and that you stay in love. And there's going to be some patches, you know, like any relationship, right? There's bumps in the road. I mean, we're not saying that it's all sunshine and lollipops, but having this kind of a framework will really support people. So I want to really encourage people to go and get that. And anything you want to say in closing to folks, Katherine?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because there is one really important distinction that I shared on a training I was delivering yesterday that people found really, really valuable, which was the distinction between using social media as your marketing strategy to attract clients versus using it to keep in contact with people who've already found you. And I'm very clear, I have never actively used social media as a strategy to attract in people who do not already know I exist. I have other strategies for that, mainly things like partnerships, delivering trainings on other people's platforms, doing podcast interviews like this, because of course your audience are now going to know me because they're listening to this. Mm-hmm. I tend to use those sort of partnerships to grow my business. But after those people have found me, they may not buy from me that week. They might not even buy from me that year. And so I use social media as a way to just keep front of mind with people who already know I exist, which means that my social media is a lot less effortful. And basically all I do is every single week I create a blog or a video. And I email it out to my mailing list and I share it on social media as well. Now, do I spend a lot of time on Facebook? I do. I have a course and a membership and a mastermind, and I run Facebook groups for those paid programs. So I do spend a lot of time in social media, but I spend it with the people who are already paying me. Not so much. Not to attract people who do. So I don't use social media actively and consciously to attract people who do not already know I exist. I do use it consciously to stay front of mind with people who have already found me, but that's a lot less effortful than using it to find people. And then I use it big time inside Facebook groups to really be connected and support people who are in my paid programs. Yeah. And I have more energy for the people who are paying me because I'm not out there scattering my energy so far and wide with the people who may or may not pay me. And I often feel a bit, you know, I often feel like there's an imbalance there as well sometimes. You know, of course we have to be active with marketing, but back in the early part of this year, I started spending a lot of time on Clubhouse. And it was brilliant. It was working really well for me. But increasingly, I was having this sense that the people on Clubhouse were actually getting more from me than the people who were in my membership and paying me. And I realized there was an imbalance there that I needed to be careful of, you know, not overdoing the free delivery, because, you know, I need to look after and give people reasons to pay me.
Yeah, that really is true. There, you know, it really can feel like there's an energy imbalance. And oftentimes, if you're using social media and just really, you know, putting all kinds of content from a perspective, you know, then there is kind of this sense of, well, why do people really need to then provide an energy exchange, you know, and to be able to then purchase your products, your programs, your service, and work with you. So I think that's a really good point. And I love the distinction that you made. That was really awesome, just brilliant to be able to share that with people. It really gives you a sense of intentionality. Well, how do I want to use this platform? How do I want to interface with this particular platform? In what ways? Whether is that to draw in people that don't know me? And is that a way to do that for you, for the person that's building their business? Or, you know, as you said, really the idea of nurturing and connecting and being connected with people. So I just really appreciate all your insights. You're just amazing. And I really want to encourage people to go and get that free guide that will be on the episode link here. And really just to allow in all that Catherine shared and allow that in an ease and flowing way. And Catherine, thanks so much. And we really appreciate you. We would definitely have you back on because you're just a powerful light, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Everybody, we'll see you back here next time. We see you living lives of love and joy and peace and prosperity in all ways, always. Thanks, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week. And another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.